I'm country. Take me to D flat C sharp, dog. We like Black Keys. We like Black Keys. Stuff like, I'm a soldier in the army. We went to the same church. To the same church. You know, I'm a soldier in the army. I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes to let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would sing. They would say, if I die, let me die. Andy, I'm like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. If I die, let me die. If I die, Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy, I feel quartet. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it. 2, 3. So I grew up on stuff like that, and I didn't understand the songs. And so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping, and I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up, and then you'll hear another one like this. It will say, living, he love me. Come on, church, hey. Freed me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Living, he love me. The same thing. Baby, he carried my free me forever. Come on, y'all. One day. Let's go on God bless. Here we go. Everybody come to your hands. I'm going down memory lane. 1, 2. I'll never forget what you done for me. You say what? Jesus, I'll never say how you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, God is a good God. Come on, church. I said, God is a good God. I said, God is. Everybody clap your hands. Clap your hands. Like the devil's in between them. Clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. So I grew up on stuff like that. I didn't, you know, since this is our first time, we on a date tonight.
Come on, y'all. We are excited about what God is doing in our everyday, every thought, every move, shift, and being. God is an awesome God, no matter what is going on. Thank you so much for joining us for our daily love from Him above. I am Pastor Otis Pettaway, Senior Pastor of the Victory Community Church. I thank you so much for joining with us. Reminder, we're here every day at 12 noon from Monday through Saturday. Thank you so much for joining with us and joining us for this mighty shift. This Sunday at 10 a.m., we'll have our first fruit offering celebration service. We'll be celebrating first fruits, bringing the thing to God that we value one of the things that we value, our treasure to God, sowing into this year, sowing into the expectation for God to do great and glorious things. Thank you so much for joining. Our devotion today is coming out of John 10, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verse 10. It says this, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I've come that you may have life and have it to the full. I'm going to read that one more time, and then I'm going to drop in what God gave me on yesterday to share for today. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Y'all, I titled this Finding Joy in the Attack, because watch this. This is what God showed me last night in this text. I've never seen it before. The thief comes only to, what's these three things? To steal, kill, and destroy. What does that mean? He comes to take. Watch this, y'all. He comes to remove the thing that you have. He comes to eliminate. He comes to subtract. Let me go elementary. He comes to subtract. The enemy never adds anything. The Bible says it. The thief comes only. This is all he got. Nothing outside of this category is what he can do. Why are you telling us this? Because I want you to understand what the devil comes to do. He comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, to subtract in every area of your life. Why do I find joy? Because guess what, y'all? This is what God gave me. And I know you might not want to hear this on a Friday at noon, but this is what I got. That if the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, if he's attacking me, then I have something left. Let me flip two or three things over. Because some of us lead a life where we feel like people have taken all we got. We have nothing else to take. We have nothing else to give. We have nothing else that's worth anything. And then the attack of the enemy keeps coming. And you feel like, why you keep coming? I can't take it no more. I can't deal with it no more. I can't handle it no more. But let me give you what God gave me. That if the enemy is attacking you, it's because you have not realized and acknowledged the power in what you had left. Oh my God, that your destiny is never tied to the stuff that the enemy took, because he came to steal, kill, and destroy. So if he's attacking you, if he's hitting you, if he's punching you, if he's in your corner, if he's in your ear, if he's trying to take from you, he's trying to handle you. But I came to tell you that if you woke up this morning, you had some joy left. If you woke up this morning, God has something in store for you. I don't care what you woke up to. I don't care how you woke up. I don't care what's on your mind, what's in your heart. I'm encouraging my doggone self today at noon. What's my devotion today? That if the enemy is attacking, then I still got something left that he wants to steal. I got some stuff that's alive that he wants to kill. I got some stuff that is making it that he's intending to destroy. Because guess what? He doesn't destroy if you don't have anything to have destroyed. That's what I'm trying to get you. The flip side of this verse is that the enemy is coming after you because you got something left. I need two or three people that will stop right here on a Friday with me. And I might be emotional. I might just be celebrating. I might just be going crazy and out of my mind. But I need two or three people that will celebrate with me in the middle of a Friday, in the middle of hell and all of that stuff, and say, I am celebrating just because the enemy is attacking. He might, y'all don't want to hear me, that I'm celebrating on what I got left. Y'all, see, some of us want to celebrate on next level. Some of us want to celebrate on elevation. Some of us want to celebrate on the blessings and the I'm celebrating on what I got left. I don't care what I lost. I don't care who took what. I don't care where they took it to. I'm celebrating, God, that what I had left, I might not have acknowledged. I might not understood. I might not have felt that it was worth having, but I'm thanking God. That's it right there. Thank you. I got a leftover praise. I got a praise because I got some stuff left over. I've lost a lot. I've dealt with a lot. I've had to internalize a lot, but I got a praise on some leftovers. I got a praise because there's some stuff that was left over, some leftover glory. It wasn't the first time I had it. It wasn't when it was first brought to my table. Because when you get leftovers, your leftovers is the stuff that made it to the house. Your leftovers is the stuff that made it to the next day. Woo. Somebody go, man, that word just hit me. That word just hit me. Your leftovers are the stuff that made it. Y'all don't trying to hear me. Your stuff that made it to the next day, that made it past the meal. I need two or three people with a praise from some stuff that's been left over. It's some stuff that's been left over. It didn't do what you thought it was going to do. It didn't make it the way you. I just need some stuff that's been left over. It made it. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what people are saying. I don't care what I made it. I might have made it on broken pieces. I might have made it with half of what I started off with. But baby, you can't tell me that I didn't make it, because me making it sometimes is just enough. I got a praise on me because I got just enough. I don't care how mad I am, who I want to slap, who I want to curse, who I want to beat down. But guess what? I'm celebrating because I made it. Because when the enemy shows up to steal, kill, and destroy, y'all, he hit me. He didn't hit everybody else and leave me out of it. He hit me. And when he hit me, it made me acknowledge I had some stuff left over. I had to sometimes take an inventory of what's left. You know, when you go in the refrigerator and you're looking for something to eat, you go look at that leftover. Then you lift up the plate and you see what's left. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, watch this, y'all. Watch this. Let me bless you. I'm through. I promise you I'm through. That what I had to realize was some of my blessings have come because when people were taking, when I was eating it the first time, I left enough. And sometimes I forget that I stopped eating because I wanted to make sure that I had enough left over. Uh-huh. So when I got to get to the meal again, I had enough to fill me up. Whew. I get, what does that mean? It means this, that I am learning to celebrate, not always about the new stuff. I'm sometimes celebrating the stuff that the enemy didn't take, the stuff that the armies didn't take over, the stuff that the thief, that's the word he calls him, the thief did not eliminate out of my life. And I thank God for that, that I had some leftovers in my life. Thank you, God. Let's go to God in prayer. Thank you, God, for all that you do, all that you are, all that you've seen. God, we trust you. We love you. We put nothing before you. Your name is above every name that we know. God, your rule is clear. Your reign is supreme. God, you're sovereign. Everything that we need and desire, you give it. Everything that we seek, you shall apply. God, you are worthy. The Lamb that was slain, God, by your stripes, we are healed. Emotionally, physically, financially, we claim it to be done. Calm troubled minds. Speak peace in dangerous situations. God, we adore you. Your word shall never fall void. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in the only name that matters, Jesus the Christ, we do pray. Thank you. God, I love you all. Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being here. I love you all. See you tomorrow at noon. And I'm going to go out with a long one because this is just another day that the Lord has kept me.
Just another day. I'll finish, I promise. That the Lord has kept me. Just another day. Just another day.
Thank you.